Stop 13, the Old Market. The large brick building on the corner was the main post office and telephone exchange built in the Victorian era. This is the site of the Old Market. Rotherham, during the medieval period, was the market centre for a wide rural area due to its location at a key crossing point of the River Don. King John granted the first charter for an annual fair in 1207. The first market hall was erected here in 1879, but burned down in 1888. A replacement was opened in 1889, only to be replaced in 1971 when the new centenary market was opened.
On the left-hand side of Market Street, you will see a bridge across the river and onto Forge Island. Cross this bridge, noticing the weir as you cross.
If you look back the way you came, you will see artwork by the Sheffield muralist and artist Flem on the bricked-up arches to the right of the bridge. Forge Island isn't really an island. It is a spit of land that has the canal on one side and the river on the other. The weir is a remnant from the town's corn mill, which was owned by the Lord of the Manor. The water power of the River Don was used to drive the mill, where the Lord of the Manor required all the tenants of the manor to grind their corn here. The Walker family leased the site from the Earl of Effingham and converted part of the mill into a water power tilt mill used in the iron industry. So important were the family to the town that the cannons were part of the town's emblem, seen above the old bank on High Street, and are also featured on the mayor's chain and mace. The Walkers couldn't use the water from the Don without ensuring that the corn mill had sufficient water to power it. The mill was eventually bought in 1780 by the Don Navigation to ensure a sufficient depth of water in the canal, to your left, and converted into a flax mill in 1835. A steam engine was installed in the 1860s, and the outflow of hot water made the river below the mill a popular bathing spot for the local boys. Industry was continuous on this site from the Walkers first setting up production in 1754 through to the completion in 1981, when the River Don stampings finally ceased business. A great tragedy took place here at Forge Island on 5th of July 1841. The Masborough boat disaster, as it was known, occurred when a billy boy type boat used on the rivers and canals, but also for hopping around the coast of Yorkshire, was launched from Chambers Boatyard on Forge Lane. The custom at this yard was to allow people on deck as the boat was launched so that they could experience the rush of the boat as it went into the water. Upwards of 100 people, mostly children, were on board for the launch, and as the boat was launched sideways into the cut, everybody rushed to the side to see the splash as the boat hit the water. But the weight of everyone on one side of the boat made it overbalance, pitching everyone on deck into the water. 64 people drowned in the narrow cut, most of whom were children. A memorial can be found in the Minster to the 50 young people lost on that day.
Bear left in the car park and you will see a stone pedestrian bridge over the canal and locks. Cross the bridge and turn right, passing the magistrate's court on your left. The path will bring you back to Rotherham train station.